The first reading is a reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. Thus says the Lord God, the Holy One of Israel, O people of Zion who dwell in Jerusalem, no more will you weep. He will be gracious to you when you cry out. As soon as he hears, he will answer you. The Lord will give you the bread you need and the water for which you thirst. No longer will your teacher hide himself, but with your own eyes you shall see your teacher, while from behind a voice shall sound in your ears, This is the way, walk in it, when you would turn to the right or to the left. He will give rain for the seed that you sow in the ground, and the wheat that the soil produces will be rich and abundant. On that day your flock will be given pasture, and the lamb will graze in spacious meadows. The oxen and the asses that till the ground will eat silage tossed to them with shovel and pitchfork. Upon every high mountain and lofty hill there will be streams of running water. On the day of the great slaughter, when the towers fall, the light of the moon will be like that of the sun, and the light of the sun will be seven times greater, like the light of 7 days. On the day the Lord binds up the wounds of his people, he will heal the bruises left by his blows. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Blessed are all who wait for the Lord. Blessed are all who wait for the Lord. Praise the Lord, for he is good. Sing praise to our God, for he is gracious. It is fitting to praise him. The Lord rebuilds Jerusalem, the dispersed of Israel he gathers. Blessed are all who wait for the Lord. He heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds. He tells the number of the stars. He calls each by name. Blessed are all who wait for the Lord. Great is our Lord and mighty in power. To his wisdom there is no limit. The Lord sustains the lowly. The wicked he casts to the ground. Blessed are all who wait for the Lord. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus went around to all the towns and villages, teaching in their synagogues, proclaiming the gospel of the kingdom, and curing every disease and illness. At the sight of the crowds, his heart was moved with pity for them because they were troubled and abandoned like sheep without a shepherd. Then he said to his disciples, At the harvest is abundant, but the laborers are few. So ask the master of the harvest to send out laborers for his harvest. Then he summoned his 12 disciples and gave them authority over unclean spirits to drive them out and to cure every disease and every illness. Jesus sent out these 12 after instructing them thus, Go to the lost sheep of the house of Israel, and as you go, make this proclamation. The kingdom of heaven is at hand. Cure the sick, raise the dead, cleanse lepers, drive out demons. Without cost you have received, without cost you are to give. The gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. And so Jesus tells the apostles, and thus, of course, he tells us, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And again, we've talked about before, the kingdom of heaven is the person of Jesus Christ. He is the kingdom of heaven. He's God. Come on, what else is there? And then he says, now that the kingdom of heaven is at hand, now that he's present, cure the sick, raise the dead, cleanse lepers, drive out demons. Without cost you have received, without cost you are to give. You see what happens when the kingdom of heaven is present? People are healed, not condemned, not judged. They're healed. Jesus will do the condemning and judging at the end of time. Not you, not me. Our job is to bring the healing of God's kingdom. Our job is to bring Jesus Christ, who is the kingdom. Our job is to get out of the way and stop preaching our opinions and stop preaching what we believe and start preaching Jesus. Jesus healing, Jesus love, Jesus presence. To introduce people to Jesus. If we do that, the kingdom of God is at hand. May each of you know his love today and forever. Amen.